bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend we celebrate Father's Day, my friends, and in the WINGS program, family life is one of the six fundamentals that we are focused on. So we're going to be talking about fatherhood and the need for our men to become great fathers. And it is a journey, my friends, because we don't go to school to become great fathers or husbands. We have to kind of learn it as we go, and hopefully there's a great role model in our life that will be a person who sets a high standard in fatherhood. And by that I mean who's there each and every day in the 168, which is the total time available in a week, 168 hours of total time. And we know that many of our men in the WINGS program who have been incarcerated or who are incarcerated or going through recovery programs due to addiction and alcoholism, they have been separated because of addiction and incarceration. Growing up without a father is very, very difficult, but the majority of our men have done that. And so when we look at the art of fatherhood, how to father children, being there for your kids day in and day out, it really becomes a very, very important thing that we have to put on the calendar to make sure that we're home for our kids, providing necessities in life and sometimes luxuries as well. But one of the most important things that we can do is to be there for our kids. And for those men out there who are listening who are incarcerated, one of the great goals we have for you is to come home and to basically reignite that relationship with your children, to get started once again, and to be passionate about it, to have some enthusiasm for your kids and help them to move in the right directions, both in career and in family life. So again, this weekend we celebrate fatherhood. And you know, in Italy, Father's Day is celebrated on St. Joseph's Day, which is March 19th. And so I just say that because fatherhood is very important. And in the WINGS program, we've had many men who have basically ignored that responsibility. And we've also had some men who have done the opposite, who have been there for our kids no matter what. But they have been incarcerated, and they look forward to their visits with their children each and every week and as often as they can. But for those, again, who are incarcerated and are planning to come home, I want you to make an action plan for the future and decide what it is that you're going to be doing with your children week in and week out, to put it on the calendar, to make a plan of action and to work that plan, which is very important, to help your kids to look forward to your homecoming, if you will. And again, probably 80% of the kids in Philadelphia have been born out of wedlock, so it's a very high percentage rate of kids who are born into a situation where the father is not present. And so self-discipline becomes paramount. It's essential that we as men really make a decision to live a disciplined life where sexual activity is concerned, so that we're not creating children and leaving them alone for the rest of their life, being raised only by their moms. And so our job is to plan well in terms of family life. And I know one of the men in our program who shared a story about how he had 27 children in his life. He was 62 years old, and had expressed his dissatisfaction with his life. He was very guilty, he felt, because he had 27 kids with many women and had spent over 35 years in jail, and because of incarceration was separated from these 27 kids. And he said, you know, I feel very guilty that I haven't spent any time with my kids. I'm 62 years old. I haven't spent any time with them. And what can I do? I said, well, you know, you're 62 years old. You have 27 kids. You can't change the past. It's important to recognize that we can't go back and change the past. So we've got to be careful in what we do. But the best thing that you can do is to acknowledge your kids, to come home, and to be the best father that you can be wherever you can be, by going to work and providing necessities, and to change the quality of life, enhance the quality of life of the kids and grandkids that you already have. Now, there's no way you can do it for 27 kids and the grandchildren that you may have today, because it's just too many, and many of them have families already. So, but the thing you can do is to work hard, have a strong work ethic, and start building a financial bundle, if you will, and to increase and enhance the quality of life for your kids. And so with that, you know, he made a decision to come home and to go to work, to work hard, and to do just that, one person at a time, to develop a relationship with each and every one of those kids who was open to it. Because there will be resentment from the wounds of the past. And that's one of the things we want to bring out today, that for those kids who are separated from their fathers due to incarceration or addiction or due to out-of-wedlock births, that we understand the past by a dialogue. We have a dialogue with that person or a counselor, and we understand what happened. We accept the fact that we can't change it. And then with God's help, we forgive the past and go forward with the peace that only God can provide. So it's important that we go forward with peace versus resentment or bitterness. The spirit of bitterness is very detrimental to the future that we have in front of us. We want to make sure that we're not bitter from those wounds of the past due to separation from incarceration or addiction. So that's very, very critical that we get to that point. And for the men out there who are coming home, who may have had mistakes made in their lives, created separation between their sons and daughters, their spouses, or the baby's moms, I want you to realize this. God calls us to a life of humility. He calls us to, you know, make an apology when necessary. And I encourage you today to really be open to making that apology, if you haven't already done so, to your children, to your baby's mom, your spouse, and to and start a new life. And with God's help, they will forgive you and bring the peace into your home. And so I want to just reiterate that this weekend we celebrate Father's Day. And what is it that you will do for Father's Day with your children? What will you do with your families? Is there a celebration of family life? Is there a family meal where a blessing is said at the table? You know, the family meal historically has been at the center, really, of our country, you know, with families around the country, around the world, enjoying a meal with their children and grandchildren, with their parents. And today we have a lot of fast food. We have a lot of things happening in the world. Are we taking enough time out of each day to enjoy a meal with our families? The average father spends about 2 hours a week with his kids. Out of 168 hours, the average father has 2 hours a week with his kids. And that's a father who's in a home with a wife and children. We're not talking about separated or divorced parents. We're not talking about parents who are separated due to incarceration or addiction. So kids are really at a deficit. They are very vulnerable. And that void that's created, you know, is very prominent and will last for years to come. Unless the parent can, you know, go into that situation with great love and an apology and really bring the love of God, the peace of God, through the Word of God into the hearts and minds of other people. So I encourage you today for our men out there who are fathers to take a moment and to take stock of yourself. What is it that you are bringing to the table of life for your children? Are you responsible? Are you honest with them? Respectful? Sincere? Do they know that you care about them? And are you practicing the golden rule with them? Are you accountable, reliable, dependable? Can they trust you? Because trust really is identified through six attributes in the WINGS program. Once again, I've got to display that I'm honest with my children. I'm respectful in daily life with my kids. I'm sincere, showing sincerity, meaning I really care about them, not only in word, but in action as well. So we're not hypocrites. So we have honesty, sincerity, respect. And now I'm accountability. I have accountability. I'm accountable to them. What I say I'm going to do, I actually carry out. I'm a promise keeper. I'm a finisher. Like our Lord Jesus Christ, we are, you know, finishers. We get the job done. And we're talking about the job of fathering our kids, to be there for them, both in word and action, to follow through, to not set them up for failure by having a negative role model set before them. But God calls us to create a good role model in family life. He says a mother and father will come together as one. A man will leave his mother and father and join his wife. And the two become one flesh, and they will be fruitful and multiply in that context of a marriage. So is it your goal, my friends, as a father, to marry your baby's mom? Is it your goal to create a family? Is that on the calendar to get married, to move forward in family life as God sees it? In the eyes of God, are we doing it the way God calls us to do it? Or are we just doing what feels good? And like the man with 27 children sleeping around, having intimacy with too many women at the same time, many times this is happening. We've had men with 10 different children, with 8 different women, and creating very, very challenging situations. I remember going to court for a man who was very challenged with a homicide case and an arson case. And in the court, you know, after he had completed my program, I knew him for about 2 years. He was not only a wingman who had completed the program once, but he was a mentor to other men for multiple courses as well. So I knew him for about 2 years. He was very helpful. And during the court case, the judge said to me, he said, "Mr. Montone, do you know what he did?" I said, "Yes, I do, Your Honor." He said, "And still you came here today?" I said, "Well, Your Honor, he completed the WINGS program, which is a 50-hour, 10-week, 20-session program. He did a great job of interacting with the class, and he's also been a mentor to other inmates. He's been a role model in our case." So the man who did what he did years ago is not the man you see here today, and I feel confident in saying that. He said, do you know that he has 10 children with 8 different women? And I said to him, yes, Your Honor, I do. He said, what are the chances of his 5-year-old living a good life? I said, I think the chances are very good for his 5-year-old to live a good life, Your Honor. He said, how could you say that? I said, Your Honor, you know, my own parents were divorced many years ago, and I only saw my dad 3 times in 18 years. He said, well, I only saw my dad once in my whole life. I said, well, Your Honor, there it is. And we had truly proved it out in that dialogue between the judge in a packed courtroom that although there was separation and although there is a challenge for our kids, with a lot of humility and love and God's help and an apology from a parent to a child, you can go forward and you can build once again. You can't change the past. There are 4 things you can't change in this world. Number one, you can't change God's laws. You'll die trying. What God says to do and not to do in the Word of God, in the Bible, is paramount. You cannot change one word of it. Number two, you can't change the past. You can only understand the past, accept the past, forgive the past, and go forward with the peace that God calls us to, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And that peace, when I have it, I can give it to my children. Pass it on like a baton in a race in the Olympics. I can pass the baton of peace onto our kids, which is so valuable. And our Blessed Mother says at many of the apparition sites, pray for peace in your own hearts, so that when you have peace, you can pass that peace on to your own family and to all people you come in contact with. But again, you can't change God's laws. You can't change the past. You cannot change your biological parents. The parents that you are born with, the family you are born into, is going to be there for the rest of your life. You cannot change them. This is important that we understand, you know, that, you know, you can pick your friends, but you cannot pick your family. However, God provides new family members through brothers and sisters in Christ, like-minded people who are God-centered. And God will bring you the right people if you're on board with our Lord Jesus Christ, if you are building that relationship with Him. And so, again, for the men and women out there, especially the men today, because Father's Day is celebrated this weekend, we want to acknowledge the challenges that you and I will have in building great relationships with our kids and with our grandkids, and that we are called to become role models. And the way to do that when you're coming home from prison is to really take it one day at a time. And in the WINGS program, we focus on the 168, the total time available in a week, the total number of hours. And when we focus on the week, we want to make sure that each and every hour is utilized in a positive way, that we are not neglecting our families to do other things like sports and hobbies or working 70 to 80 hours a week. That we are utilizing our time physically, mentally, and spiritually in a positive way, and helping our kids to understand the right way to go. So we have to develop stability ourselves first, financial stability, mental stability, spiritual stability, physical stability. When we are stable, when we have balance, we're an effective leader in our homes as fathers. And we can be, you know, stable, and in time we become credible once again. People will try to judge you on the past based on what it is that you did for years. They know you. Your family will know you best. Your parents will know you best. Your spouse will know you best. Your children will know who you are and who you are not. So it's up to you and I to develop stability and then credibility over time, to prove them wrong that we are new people in Christ. We are Christ-like. We embrace the attributes of Jesus Christ himself in honesty, sincerity, respect, accountability, reliability, dependability. And with that, I want to integrate a passage from the Gospel of Matthew talking about dependence on God, which is so important, from Matthew chapter 7, verse 25. And here it is. God calls us to depend on him. And so for those kids out there who don't have their fathers there, we want to depend on God our Father. And here's what it says. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worry, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about your clothes? Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you? O you of little faith! So do not worry and say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the passage from the Gospel of Matthew, focusing on dependence of God, we want to really fill that void that has been created because of parental mischief, the incarceration, the addiction to drugs and alcohol, the gambling, the irresponsibility that has been basically displayed in our homes, growing up with parents who are not there, who may have been in recovery or incarcerated for years. God is there for us. God our Father, the creator of men and women, the creator of heaven and of earth, who created the world in 6 days. God our Father is there for us. And today we honor God our Father, as the Father of all mankind, the Father who loves us so much that he sent our Lord Jesus Christ into the world 2,000 years ago as a gift to us, to show us how to live a good life, to put on display for us the Holy Family, Saint Joseph, our Blessed Mother Mary, and Jesus Christ. Our Father who gave his only Son, who lived 33 years and then was crucified and died on the cross and rose from the dead. So powerful an event that world time is set and based on that event. And this is the year 2023 because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So once again, our Father in heaven is there for us. And we want to reach out to our Father each and every day, and to pray to him, to thank him and acknowledge him in all things, the breath of life, the food we eat, the work he provides, the family that we do have in grandparents or parents, the siblings, the homes we live in, the heat we have or the air conditioning we have. Everything that God gives to us, we want to acknowledge him for it and thank him for it. We also want to pray to God. And as a father, we know that he is there for us. The Word of God says that divine anger only lasts but a moment, but divine favor lasts a lifetime. And that's the side of the equation that we want to be in. We want to be under God's grace. We want to reach out to the Father right now and ask him to provide for us the grace of God, which is an umbrella of goodness that allows us to do all things that are good. Prompted by the Holy Spirit, God will guide us and direct us through the Holy Spirit. But he calls us to obedience. He calls us to reach out to him, you know, and the Gospel of Matthew states that. It says, ask and you receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door shall be opened to you. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asked for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? So today, my friends, we ask God, our Father, to be present in our life. We open the door to that relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask our Father to come in, to give us the things that we need that are good, to eliminate jealousy, envy, selfishness, bitterness, hatred, lust, cynicism, anger, greed, pride, prejudice, and the superego. We ask our Heavenly Father to nourish our hearts and minds, to bring the love of God, the peace of God, through the Word of God into our homes, our hearts, and into our families. Today, my friends, we open that door once again to a relationship that is strong in Jesus Christ, a relationship that will lead us home to the Father one day. And we ask this through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph, and through Christ our Lord. Amen. So for all those men out there, my friends, who have children, I challenge you this weekend on Father's Day to be the best man and the best father and husband that you can be to your children and to your families, to show up for the game. We ask this once again through Christ our Lord. Amen. Have a great day. God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. Have a great day. Happy Father's Day, and God bless you.